faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman and young Bucky Taylor zoom to the hiding place of his father's damaging documentary story, only to find that the plotters against world peace had been there before them.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. Say, hurry, hurry, and get busy, gang. This is the very last day I'll be telling you over the air about those exciting new collections Kellogg's Pep is putting out. Now, fellas, I'll talk to you a little later on. Now, for the girls, there's a beautiful silver-like charm bracelet, just like the one that your sister or your mother wears, and you'll want all 12 of the charms to wear on it. Now, for the charm bracelet only, send one dime and one box stop from Super Delicious Kellogg's Pep to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. As for the bright, shiny charms, boy, they're terrific. 12 in all, nifty small-scale models of a piano, a trolley car, a skate, cuckoo clock, violin, and telephone, among others. Now, send for just as many as you like to start off, and then with your first package, you're going to get a printed slip with the names and pictures of all 12 charms. And I predict that you'll want to collect all of them, so you better keep right on ordering until your collection is complete. Now, for each charm you want, send one Kellogg's Pep box stop and one dime plus the names of the charms you want to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's one dime and one Pep box stop for each of the charms and one dime and one Pep box stop for the bracelet. And the address for both is Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. Now, be sure that you print your name and address clearly. And as I said, girls, this is the very last time I'll be telling you about this terrific new Pep collection over the air. But keep watching the Pep package for full details on how to complete your collection. And fellas, you stick around for the latest dope on your special collection.
And now the adventures of Superman.
As you remember, young Bucky Taylor, orphaned son of a former Daily Planet correspondent, is in France, a prisoner of the mysterious Man Without a Face, who is directing a plot to wreck the World Peace Organization. Knowing that Bucky's late father had learned of the plot and that a detailed description of it was hidden somewhere, the Man Without a Face had Bucky placed in a stone room of an old French castle and then let water flow into the room. As the water rose about the trapped boy, the unseen man demanded that Bucky reveal the hiding place of his father's story. Finally, with death almost at hand, Bucky appeared to weaken and agreed to talk. But as we continue now, Clark Kent has picked up a clue to Bucky, and in his true identity of Superman, is streaking through the gray skies of dawn above the lonely French coast, bound for the castle. Listen.
That should be Cop Greenay ahead. And, yes, there's an old castle down there on that spit of land. Looks deserted, though. No, wait a minute. That old stone watchtower, it's filled with water, and somebody... A boy. Yes, a boy is trapped in it. Down to him. Down!
Help. Help.
All right, son. Relax. Everything's under control now.
I can't swim any longer.
You won't have to. Up with you.
There we are.
Now, out and down to the ground. There we are. All right, you're Bucky Taylor, aren't you?
Yes, I...
Uh-oh, he passed out. I better apply artificial respiration, then get him into some dry clothes and into bed. Oh, first, the artificial respiration. Get him set here. There. All right, now. Out goes the bad air. In comes the good. Out goes the bad air.
Kneeling on the fog-swept beach, Superman applies artificial respiration until the half-drowned boy's breathing has once again become normal. Then, lifting him gently, he carries him into the ancient, deserted castle, rubs him dry, and tucks him into a huge, canopied bed.
Poor kid. Must have had a rough time. I'll let him sleep a while. Let's see. It seems as if there's nobody else in this old fortress. I wonder what happened. Whether the man without a face was... What the... Who are you?
I'm Janine.
You've been here all the time? You saw what was going on?
Oui, monsieur. I even saw the devil, but he do not see me. Oh, no.
You saw whom?
The devil. The one without a face.
What? The man without a face was here?
Oui, but he do not see Jeanine. Oh, no.
Well, tell me, where is he now?
He's gone in a plane. And good riddance, too. He left this poor boy to drown in the watchtower. The swine.
Oh, so that's what happened.
Oui. But no one knows Jeanine is here. No one. Jeanine have this fine, great house all to herself. Until they come.
They? Who are they?
The two men and this boy.
Oh?
10 days ago they come. On a Sunday. Late at night. I see them. I hear all. I hear them say they have taken the boy from a great boat.
Yes? What else did you hear?
They are cruel to the boy. They beat him and starve him. They put him in water to make him drown.
Cowards.
They wish him to tell them something.
Yes?
But he say no, no matter what they do to him. He say no.
Brave boy. Tell me about the man without a face.
He who is like the devil arrived last night in a plane.
Oh?
He walk alone with a cape over his head. Always when the others come near him, the cloak is over his head.
Huh?
But me, I see him. And he have no face. He is the devil himself.
Nonsense. Look, is there food here? Can you make some hot tea?
Oui, I make tea.
Good. Make some for Bucky. I'll wake him in an hour. He may be well enough to talk then. Bucky. Wake up, Bucky.
Huh?
Bucky.
Huh?
You've got to wake up now, son. Come on, wake up.
Oh, the water.
Take it easy.
It's over my
easy
head.
One,
I...
Easy. You're not in the water anymore. You're all right now.
Oh, where am I? Who are you?
You're safe, and I'm your friend. My name is Superman.
Superman?
That's right. Listen, now, Bucky.
You pulled me out of that tank.
Yes, yes, but look, we've got...
I thought I dreamed it.
No.
But you are Superman.
Yes, I am. Now, listen to me, Bucky. This is important.
Wait, did I spill it to...
What did he want to know?
The story my father got before he was murdered by the Nazis. The story about the plot against the World Peace Organization. That's what the man without a face wanted, my father's story.
Uh-huh.
So nobody else could find it and know what he was up to.
So that's it.
Yes, oh, tell me, please, Superman, did I spill it?
I don't know, Bucky. Don't you?
No. When the water kept rising and I had to swim, I told him I'd talk. I was going to give him a bum steer to gain time.
Yes?
But then I can't remember. Everything seemed to pile up on me. Like the time they had me in a Nazi concentration camp.
I know, you've had a bad time, boy.
And then getting put in that stone room... And the water coming in to drown me like a rat.
Easy, boy. Take it easy.
I kind of cracked up, I guess. I don't remember what I said. Wait, Superman. Did
yes.
you catch the man without a face?
No, he left in a plane before I got here.
Oh, gosh, then I must have told him.
Why?
Otherwise, he wouldn't have gone. Gee whiz, Superman. I'm afraid I let my dad down. My country,
nonsense.
Too, and the whole world.
Now, wait a minute. Don't blame yourself, son.
The man without a face was only waiting until he got my father's story, so there'd be no evidence of his plan to wreck the World Peace Organization.
Well, I'm afraid that's true, but
now that rat will get my father's story and destroy it. Because I must have told him where I hid it, or he wouldn't have left me to die.
Now, wait, Bucky. Where did you hide your father's story?
In the concentration camp they first took me to. After they shot my father. I had the story in my shoe under the lining.
Uh-huh.
I was afraid they'd find it, so I dug a hole near a fence post and I buried it.
What concentration camp was this?
Oregonburg, just across the French border.
Uh-oh, well, that's not far from here. We'll have to move fast. Do you feel up to a quick flight by Superman Express?
Oh, golly, sure.
All right, hang on now. We're going out through that window. All set?
Oh, boy, am I. Let her rip, Superman.
Here we go, then. Up and away!
Leaping through the window of the ancient castle with Bucky Taylor in his arms, Superman turns north and east and rockets away through the light skies of early morning, bound for the former Nazi concentration camp. Will he be there before the man without a face? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so stand by.
Well, like I told the girls, fellas, this new pet collection is a hurry-up business now, because this is the very last time I'll be telling you about it over the air. Now, you wouldn't want to miss out on that big silver-like He-Man keychain Kellogg's Pep is offering, and all 12 of the nifty lucky pieces you wear attached to it. Now, first off, to get the keychain only, send one box top from Super Delicious Kellogg's Pep and 15 cents, that's a dime and a nickel in cash, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. And, of course, you want to start off with some lucky pieces to wear on it, so listen carefully. There are 12 different shiny lucky pieces in all, among others nifty small-scale models of a locomotive, a sky dog, a football, skull and crossbones, binoculars, and a telephone. And since this is a sort of get-acquainted offer, your first package will include a printed slip with names and pictures of all the 12 lucky pieces. That's so you can keep right on ordering until your whole collection is complete. Now, for each of the lucky pieces, send one Pep Box Stop and 10 cents, plus the names of the lucky pieces you want, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's 10 cents in cash and one Pep Box Stop for each of the lucky pieces. And for the keychain, send 15 cents and one Pep Box Stop. And the address for both is Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. Now, be sure that you print your name and address clearly. And get busy right away, gang. As I said before, this is the very last time I'll be telling you about these terrific new collections over the air from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep. But keep watching the Pep package for further details on how to complete this swell collection.
Early budding spring flowers and the rosy mists of morning cover the sagging barbed wire and the deserted grounds of the former German concentration camp at Augsburg. Only recently, the vile scene of man's unspeakable inhumanity to his fellow man. Where but a short time ago rang the anguished wails of innocent victims, all is now peaceful silence, broken only by the chirping of waking birds. And then by the powerful rush of wind, as Superman streaks through the skies and thuds to the earth with young Bucky Taylor.
Well, here we are, Bucky.
Yeah, and it looks as if maybe we got here first, I hope.
So do I. Now, do you recall where you buried your father's story?
Yes, I'll show you, Superman. Follow me.
Right.
Oh, golly.
What's the matter, boy?
It all came over me just now.
What?
I saw here, I mean.
Oh.
Men and women, even kids getting beat up and then taken to the gas chambers. Those were the gas chambers, that old building over there.
I see.
Often I wake up at night hearing your screams again, seeing them. Oh, golly, I'll never be able to forget.
Don't forget, Bucky. The world must never forget. We must all make up our minds that it must never be like that again.
Gee whiz, I hope not.
We've taken the first step to prevent it by setting up the World Peace Organization.
That's what my dad used to say. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
It's gone.
What's gone?
Dad's story. I buried it right here by this fence post.
Uh-oh.
And look, there's a big hole here now. The man without a face.
Yes, it looks as if he beat us to it, Bucky.
Oh, jeepers, what will we do now?
Take it easy, son. We've still got one trump card left.
What do you mean?
You know the story your father wrote. You know the details of the plot against the peace organization. Tell me and I'll...
But I don't really know, Superman.
What?
I never saw the story. My father sewed it in an oilskin envelope.
Oh, no.
All he told me was just the names of two men. The ones who had things all set so that they could wreck the World Peace Organization as soon as the man without a face gave the word.
Okay, that'll do. Who are those two men?
They...
Yes?
Oh, jeepers, I forgot.
Try hard, Bucky. You've got to remember.
But I can't, Superman. I just can't remember.
Dismayed, Superman stares at the pale-faced Bucky Taylor, realizing that he has reached the end of the trail and that the man without a face has won again. What can even Superman do now to prevent the man without a face from proceeding with his mysterious plot against the World Peace Federation? A plot that Bucky's father, who had discovered it, said would wreck the peace organization forever. Rarely has Superman felt so helpless in looking for a clever and elusive quarry, in an effort to combat a devastating blow which may strike any time, anywhere, from any place. But knowing Superman, we know he will do something. But what? Monday's thrilling episode tells part of the story, so don't miss it. Be sure to tune in. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.